What does rehabilitation mean if a prison record stands in the way of getting work on the outside? I'm David Brancaccio. There's word more people signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week. 412,000 people is about 10% higher than the week before and higher than expected. Now, this is the wrong direction. Many a Thursday, we consult Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
They rose instead of fall, and they're still running nearly double what they were pre-pandemic, which is not good. Much of the increase came from just three states, not small states, Pennsylvania, California, but then Kentucky, too. That's been one where they've been remarkably high. That's important to remember that they weren't broad-based. I guess that's the only silver lining in all this, but it is a disappointment seeing people claiming for initial unemployment insurance at still such high levels.
Grant Thornton economist Diane Swonk in Chicago. Let's do the numbers. Mixed in early trading, the Dow is down 112.3%. The S&P 500 is down slightly 2 points. The NASDAQ is up 0.2%. After the guardians of interest rates at the Fed left rates alone but flagged that increases might come in 2023, not 2024, the current 10-year interest rate is up a bit, 1.56% now. Support is building for a bipartisan way to fix infrastructure. In fact, there now may be 60 votes for the plan, enough to pass the Senate, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Since last week, the group of senators negotiating an infrastructure deal has more than doubled in size to 21 members. That includes 11 Republicans who could eventually back a bipartisan infrastructure bill. The compromise that's emerging from the senators is for nearly $1 trillion in spending. That's less than President Biden's last offer of $1.7 trillion. The senators have not publicly released details of what they've agreed to so far, but they appear mostly focused on so-called traditional infrastructure of roads, bridges, and public transit. There is no final deal yet, and a key sticking point is how to pay for the spending. Democrats could still move on their own to pass Biden's broader infrastructure plans through legislative maneuvers that require only a simple majority in the Senate. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The CEO of Bank of America, Brian Moynihan, told Bloomberg News today that he expects all his vaccinated staff to return to their posts right after Labor Day. Arrangements for non-vaccinated B of A people will happen into the fall. About 70,000 of B of A's 310,000-strong global workforce have told the company they have gotten their COVID shots.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We'd said last year was a boom for new stocks hitting the market, initial public offerings. New data from Dealogic finds the $173 billion in new offerings so far this year is more than all the IPOs of 2020. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
When you look at the type of companies that have gone public this year, a lot of them are in sectors that have done well during the pandemic, says Santosh Rao, head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners.
Remote learning, gaming, digital payments, and e-commerce and all that stuff.
It's also just been a good time for stocks. Kathleen Smith is a founder of Renaissance Capital, which tracks IPOs. She says the market's been pushed up in large part by low interest rates, and that's made investors more eager to plow money into IPOs.
Returns for investors. That's the fuel that drives the IPO issuance engine.
The only fear, Smith says, is whether inflation and higher interest rates could slow down the stock market and scare off investors.
Because they'll push back and say, wait a minute, why be here if I'm not able to make good returns?
Meanwhile, the boom in IPOs is likely to continue. Smith says she's tracking over 130 companies that are waiting to go public. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
One documentary film a month with the Marketplace team for Econ Extra Credit, we call it. This month, we turn to a poetic look at a policy issue, criminal justice culture. The film is called The Prison in 12 Landscapes. And if you missed my conversation with its director, Brett Story, on the air, it's streamable at marketplace.org. One of the movie's landscapes is the true story of the California inmate whose prison job is with a crew that fights wildfires. Despite this work experience, she worries about finding employment upon release. Now let's talk to someone who has researched this. Hadar Aviram is a professor at the University of California Hastings College of Law. Good morning.
Good morning.
In this film, we see a California wildfire at first. It turns out that one of those working on the fire line to keep it from spreading is an inmate in prison in a special prison work program. Would a program like that be common or fairly rare?
Here in California, it's extremely common. And among the people who saved probably thousands of lives in the last summer when we had the wildfires were many, many incarcerated people working as firefighters.
It's interesting, right? Because often people don't know that. In fact, there's a ban on inmates speaking with members of the public while out there fighting the fire.
Yes, there are many limitations on people working in these occupations. And because of that, the public is unaware of the fact that many of the people that they interact with every day are working as incarcerated people. A lot of the customer service on the phone, a lot of the furniture, things that are being manufactured, and of course, a lot of the work inside prisons. We have a high population of people who are aging and infirm in prison. And oftentimes the people taking care of them are trained caregivers who are incarcerated themselves.
So those are special skills that are in demand. It's a shame that some employers don't fully recognize this.
Exactly. There are many ways in which we look at a criminal record or a previous prison stay as a liability. This is, of course, difficult because at any given moment, 1% of the entire population of the United States is incarcerated. I'm not just thinking about occupations that are entry-level jobs. I'm thinking even about entry into, say, the California bar as lawyers. Think about what somebody brings in, coming in with an insider perspective on a criminal justice system. One of the most successful programs we have in California is called Marine Technologies, is people who work underwater fixing ships and underwater structures, where it's a great advantage to be used to being in a very overcrowded environment. People, unfortunately, who spend time in our grossly overcrowded prisons have acquired this skill. This is a market strength that is being undervalued and stigmatized for no good reason.
I was reading about that Marine program. Recidivism, going back to the ways of crime, is near zero for people who've gone through that program.
Those are good jobs. If you get a job like that, there is no reason for you to commit crime. We have to think more evidence-based about these kinds of programs and strengths in the market and prepare people for that.
Hadar Aviram is a professor at the University of California Hastings School of Law. Her book from 2015 is called Cheap on Crime, Recession-Era Politics and the Transformation of American Punishment. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we're watching a documentary a month, and I invite you to learn along with me. For June here, it's this movie, The Prison in 12 Landscapes, streaming on some free and paid services. What is definitely free is our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. You can sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.